Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 22nd. From a press release, drivers on I-70 might experience intermittent delays today as Colorado Department of Transportation crews continue to clear the roadway of rocks and debris that came down yesterday just after 7 a.m. Both east and westbound traffic through Glenwood Canyon is clear, but might have to be shut down periodically today. Rockfall mitigation crews are breaking up at least 10 large boulders that closed I-70 yesterday. Blasting of the boulders started Tuesday afternoon, went on through the evening, and should be completed today. Traffic will be held when blasting occurs. CDOT maintenance crews will also continue work on damaged road and damaged structures, which include numerous rockfall impact potholes, a section of median, damaged concrete barrier, and damaged structure rail. Travelers are urged to drive with caution through the area. Both eastbound lanes toward Denver are fully open, but motorists traveling westbound toward Glenwood Springs are being funneled into one lane of traffic through the rockfall area. And according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, boulders as large as SUVs fell onto the highway near the exit ramp to Xcel Energy's Shoshone Hydroelectric Power Plant, damaging the highway surface and a concrete wall barrier. No vehicles were involved, but the incident fully closed the highway for about 3.5 hours before eastbound lanes and one westbound lane were reopened. As a result, CDOT is having to engage in what it calls boulder busting, which involves drilling holes in the rocks to place explosives and blast them into debris that can be cleared. A geotechnical team was also dispatched to the scene to inspect the cliffside where the slide occurred, and it will determine if more loose rock must be scaled from the cliff face. Tuesday's rockfall also disrupted electrical power to Grizzly Creek Rest Area, west of where it occurred, and the area will be closed until power can be restored. This has been an eventful rockfall season to date during what has been a far wetter than average winter and spring. A rock slide in DeBec Canyon earlier this month damaged two vehicles and caused minor injuries to two women and closed eastbound lanes for a few days. Glenwood Canyon was also hit by a rockfall that closed westbound lanes for much of the day February 5th. And other activity has been seen regionally on roadways, including State Highways 133 and 82. From Capitol coverage, during a lively ceremony that featured a marching band and dozens of supporters, Governor Jared Polis signed the bill that will pay for full-day kindergarten. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The $175 million measure was Polis's top priority this year. Speaking in a packed auditorium at a Denver elementary school, he said the free kindergarten classes will have lots of benefits.
Families can save that money that would have gone to kindergarten, $300 or $400 a week, and use it for summer camps or to start a college savings account.
The kindergarten funding passed to the legislature with bipartisan support. Lawmakers also set aside concerns that the funding might not be sustainable in the long run. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Colorado's decision to expand Medicaid coverage has improved health outcomes for mothers and babies in the state. Eric Galatis has the story.
Medicaid expansion has filled a coverage gap for mothers and babies in Colorado, but the state still has work to do, according to a new Georgetown University report. Mortality rates for mothers is on the rise, and Aaron Miller with the Colorado Children's Campaign says some 300 Colorado babies die each year. She adds that Black, Hispanic, and Native American babies continue to be at the greatest risk. In 2017, Black babies were 2.5 times more likely to die than their white peers.
Even after controlling for things like income and education, we see these disparities in infant mortality rates persist. And recent research has shown that the stress from racism and discrimination is likely contributing to these outcomes.
Infant mortality rates have declined since Colorado expanded coverage, but Miller says mortality rates are significantly lower in other comparable countries. Miller believes expansion was a good first step, but says known policy solutions, including paid family medical leave, continue to face fiscal restraints imposed under the state's taxpayer Bill of Rights. Critics of expansion were concerned the state could be on the hook for Medicaid costs if the Affordable Care Act imploded. The report found states that expanded Medicaid coverage have sharply lower rates of uninsured women of childbearing age, which has led to reduced infant deaths. Joan Alker with Georgetown University says steady, uninterrupted coverage makes a difference for healthy birth outcomes.
Things like maternal depression screening and treatment for substance use disorders, smoking cessation, all of those are benefits that Medicaid can and does cover. So those are likely to have really positive two-generational impacts.
Researchers found that Medicaid expansion improved maternal health outcomes by increasing access to preventative care and also reduced adverse health outcomes before, during, and after pregnancies. States that expanded Medicaid also saw a 50% greater reduction in infant mortality rates compared with states that have not expanded coverage. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, according to a press release, downstream farmers and Delta County residents are not feeling reassured after another oil and gas-related spill in their watershed highlights the risk of permitting in sensitive water supply areas. The spill occurred on May 9th, when employees of Gunnison Energy LLC, the operator, attempted to move produced water through a pipeline and noticed that the water pressure at the pipeline's outlet seemed low. Heavy rains and melting snow made it difficult for the operator to determine exactly where the pipeline had failed and just how much produced water had spilled. The operator then notified the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission of the leak on May 10th. Now, nearly 2 weeks after the initial discovery, the public still has no idea what was in the water that leaked, how much contaminated water was released into the watershed, how much land was affected, or what surface and groundwater sources were impacted. Officials that conducted the initial investigation on May 16th stated that there was no evidence West Muddy Creek was impacted. Voters in Colorado recently passed oil and gas reforms to prioritize public health, safety, and the environment. And the recently enacted climate bill seeks to protect vulnerable communities like the North Fork that are disproportionately impacted by climate change. And please stay tuned to KVNF News for more on this story. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 22nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.